The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, a couple of Texan stories we haven't gotten to yet today. Bill O'Brien says he has told Sarah Barshop, we're not doing this. We're not doing Deshaun's contract through the media. Deshaun's a great player and even better person. We want him here for a long time. I know that we're working hard. We're not really going to talk about it in the media, but obviously we feel so strongly about him and the future of him in the offense, in this organization. We want him here for a long time. He said that multiple times. He also said we're not. We'll keep that between us and Deshaun's representatives. He's here. He's excited. And we're excited about the season. Deshaun was talked to by Aaron Wilson. Football's the main focus. My agent is taking care of that. My main focus is being the quarterback, being the leader of this team. My main focus is staying healthy and making sure my team is ready to play. I'm here. I love the organization. I love the McNairs. I love the city. I love the fan base. I'm a Houston Texan. I'm locked in on being a Texan.
Particularly when I get my $42 million a year.
Yep. Yep. I really love. I
really love.
Now,
him.
He never mentioned Bill O'Brien. Well, he never dropped the L word on Bill O'Brien.
Well, it's very hard to love.
Well, he's not really lovable.
I mean, as a football coach, I'm sure he's a very lovely man outside. In fact, by all accounts, he's a great guy off the field, as far as non-football is concerned. But these are nice words.
I don't
know
that was the case when Lance met with him. He was all that great.
Well, that was football-related stuff, though. Non-football.
Well, no, they were supposed to have some beers and just sit around and chat.
No, because Lance started asking some flagrant questions about, you know, football-related stuff. And then Bill's like, oh, man, you seem angry, man. You seem a little upset.
No, everybody Lance. Was asking football questions. He just had it out for Lance. That's what happened.
And I can't really blame him for that. Have you seen Lance? I mean, I'm not going to blame Bill O'Brien, blame him for that. Yeah, but the Deshaun thing, the nice words are great. But his agent will talk about it, and then Deshaun will hang the Texans out to dry until they give him everything he wants.
Exactly. He's going to the Laramie Tunsil School of Contract Negotiations.
In fact, the person who I'd be most worried about is Deshaun's agent, because Laramie's like, man, you don't need an agent with these guys. Why do you want to give him a piece? Boot that guy.
Yeah.
Or that lady. I don't even know who his agent is. But boot that person and get your deal done. What are they going to do, not pay you?
They're going to pay you
everything you want.
Guess what? I don't know how much Mahomes is making, but if he's getting 45, bruh.
And then when the Texans come back with, well, Deshaun's not really that number. There's some things
I
don't want to hear.
Looks like that number to me.
You know what I saw in the media?
Yeah.
I saw that number.
That's
so
right.
Give me that
number. I see a number over there.
Yeah. I don't want to hear about all the caveats. I mean, he's not really making that much, and it's not that great of a deal. Give me that APY.
That's it. Guess what? I deserve more than he does. Okay.
Deshaun, he won a Super Bowl. You haven't even been to an AFC title game.
Ooh.
Why do you deserve more?
Oh, is that how you want to negotiate, Deshaun?
No,
is that what you want?
No, but you said you deserve more. I'm not sure why you would deserve more.
Okay.
I mean,
who scored 24 unanswered on them?
But who scored the next, I don't know, 41, whatever.
51 out of 58.
Yeah, who scored the next 51 out of 58? And by the way, Deshaun, you scored 17 of that 24 unanswered, because one of them was a block punt.
Oh, that's my team. I'm the leader of the team.
Yeah, but
should
you give some of that money to Lonnie Johnson because he ran it in?
Yeah. No, Lonnie Johnson got his bag. I got mine. I ain't taking care of his family. What, does Lonnie Johnson look like my kid?
See, this is the problem, because you're not going to be able to use logic because he has you over the barrel. So you can't be like, well, Pat Mahomes has an MVP, a Super Bowl win. We can't really pay you the same. It's not equitable. Oh, yeah? You paid Laramie Tunsil 22. Is he better than Lane Johnson? No.
Yeah?
No. Because you know how I know he's not better than Lane Johnson? Because I got to make up for all those second and 15s with all his false starts.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah? How many times did you get sacked? Okay. Guess who's got your back?
Actually, quite a bit. Over 40 times again.
Guess who's got your back?
You want to have the numbers about 40-something times again. So, quite a bit. Look, the Texans are screwed. Not screwed. They have a great player, or potentially great player, but it's going to cost them. And nice words being said now. And I believe Bill O'Brien, because he's probably just going to give Deshaun whatever he wants.
You know he is. I believe Bill O'Brien, too. He's going to get paid. and they're going to be screwed when the salary cap goes down to $175 million next year.
Paying two premium positions, left tackle and quarterback, but they're not going to have a lot of money left over for team building.
Mm-mm.
Better hit on those non-existent draft picks.
Mm-hmm. 713-780-3776-1010 here on ESPN 97.5. Do you see this? I think we got time. This Washington State player?
Yeah.
So all of this stuff going on with the Pac-12, that the Pac-12 players have a group of players that are all together, and they are united, and they want 50% of the earnings.
They want initiatives for
social justice.
For black athletes on campus. Mm-hmm. They want a Black College Athlete Summit, multiple things. But you get down to the nitty-gritty. What this guy's talking about is what a lot of guys are probably thinking about right now.
So Lamonte McDougal, Washington State player, he tweeted out this: I agree with everything this movement is fighting, especially the health concerns, but not playing this season isn't an option for me. I got people that need to eat. So if the NCAA wants to use me as a lab rat, it is what it is.
That is unfortunately the sentiment and maybe the situation for a lot of these guys.
Well, all of them. Well, you know what? I want to play football.
And I got
everybody. And again, I think so many people forget this. Oh, well, they're using these kids and it's just to make money. You know what these kids want to do? They want to play college football.
Well, McDougal probably goes a little bit farther than that. He wants to play because he's got responsibilities.
That's right.
Maybe he's the one guy who people are looking at in a family. I don't know his situation that, hey, Lamonte's got a real chance to do something here and maybe change the way we live here. And he's probably saying, hey, I can't stand with the movement as far as that's concerned.
I got to play.
I got to play because
I got to play.
I got responsibilities.
That's right. I got people got to eat. I got to go out there. I got to show that I can play, that I can get to the league. I'm not sitting out this year. I got people that, you know what? People counting on me. And that's happening in a lot of places. That will be the case. And, oh, by the way, there's going to be a lot of guys that go, no, I just want to play ball, guys. You know what? All that stuff is great, and I hope we get all that. But I want to play football.
Yeah, I think Dorian, what's his name? The UCLA quarterback pretty much said the same thing. He says, I agree with you guys, but I'm not opting out. It'll be interesting to see if the Pac-12 goes, you get nothing, what happens. I don't think they'll do that. It just looks awful to say something like that. Particularly if you exclude the 50% monetary the money they want, because even a couple of players like that's not financially realistic. A guy quote tweeted the quote. I think he's like he plays for Washington. He's a potential first round pick, and he goes, "Look, I'm with these guys, but that particular thing is not realistic." He was like, "That's not a thing." But the COVID stuff.
Well, and getting all the sports reinstated. You want 50% of the money.
There's just some things that won't be done. Can't be done. But the COVID stuff, maybe you do some of the black initiatives they're looking for. Those are something certainly seeming, those seem feasible. But like you said, it's a negotiation. So I imagine they'll come to some agreement, just like the Texas kids came to some agreement, although some of them still decide to opt out. But Texas got, Earl Campbell and Ricky Williams on the field. They're going to get a statue built. They don't have to sing the Eyes of Texas. They don't want to. So there'll be a back and forth, and hopefully the players get some of the things they want.
That's what a negotiation is, and that's what they're gonna have to go through. We want all that. You're not getting all that.
Start large and come down.
And then come down. Right. But that's funny. McDougal's like, I gotta eat.
Yeah, he's a transfer from West Virginia, from the South Florida area. Last year was his first year playing at Washington State. He had to sit out a year. He's going to be a redshirt junior. And so he's already been in college 4 years by the time the season starts. So this is a guy who goes, look, I got to make a move.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably what a lot of guys feel.
CBD American Shaman is one of the leaders in the CBD industry with over 30 locations around the greater Houston area. Visit one of the Houston area CBD Shaman stores. Talk to the staff. You're going to learn a bunch. Get yourself educated. I went to the one out in Katy, and man, oh man, I learned all kinds of stuff about it that I had no idea. And you think of CBD, I don't know what you think CBD is, but I can tell you, it's helping me with joint pain, muscle pain, migraine, stiffness, inflammation, anxiety, okay? All of these things. You'll sleep better at night. all of these, everyday stress, your quality of sleep, healthy joint functions, natural sleep, calmness, relaxation, healthy mood, healthy immune system. And they ain't scared to give out free samples, by the way. They ain't scared. The best of nature enhanced by science, and that's why CBD American Shaman is different. It's because the CBD oil is water soluble, which the other ones are not. It's oil and water. They don't mix, right? Well, this CBD oil does mix with water. So it goes through your veins. It goes through your body evenly and hits those spots that need to be hit as opposed to hit and miss. From Katy to Beaumont, Conroe to Galveston, all points in between. All you got to do is go to visit CBDTX.com. That's CBDTX.com. Visit CBDTX.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, 1018 on ESPN 97.5, 7378-0377-6. What'd you think of your Astros? Are you with us? Come on in. Did he go with Fromber too long? I got a couple of things out of that game. I got that, man, Fromber pitched great and was unbelievable. He did give up the run in the extra inning because he stuck with him too long. You got 70 pitches out of Fromber. That's good. Let him go. Let him go home feeling good about himself. I think he's done that so many times this year. Young guys pitching, he gives them an extra in another inning, and they get off the mound and they're, you know, oh, crap. You know what? Let a good thing go when it's done. Fromber was done before that extra inning. He was done. You got 70 pitches and no runs out of Fromber. Take it. Go home with some money in your pocket as opposed to keep playing, keep hitting. Hit me. No, you're losing your money. Go home, a winner. Put Blake Taylor in or put a scrub in. I don't care. You know what? Put Brian Abreu in, maybe. I don't care.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
Why can't you just call the man Scrub? Not A.
He's a scrub.
You know, he's not a scrub,
yes,
actually.
It says his name, A period Scrub.
What's his first name?
Andre.
Andre Scrub.
A. He's A Scrub.
Is it Andre?
Yeah.
Andre Scrub. He is not a scrub. Not the way he's pitching.
No, 0.00 earned run average. How's that taste?
Put a little respect on the man's name.
He's a scrub. Mm. I don't know. That's his mama called him a scrub. I'm going to call him a scrub.
His mama doesn't call him a scrub. She probably just calls him Andre.
You don't know.
No.
You don't know what
I'm going to bet his mother doesn't call him. Hey, scrub, come over here. Hey, Yuse. Hey, scrub.
Hey, where's a scrub?
Hey.
Where's a scrub?
She probably calls
him. He's outside playing.
Well, you keep talking. He's 6'4", 270. You keep talking.
He is 6'4", 270.
You better watch yourself.
He's a big old dude now. He is a big old dude. Anyway, I don't know. I think that's the one I'm having.
It was. Did that 3-game series feel like it was an 8-game series?
It really was long.
Multiple extra innings. Even games, even the first game where you had a lead, the Angels wouldn't go away. The Astros season so far, and this is even excluding me as the baseball hater that I am, it's felt long. Like, since the Dodgers series started, it's felt like arduous getting through games.
It really is. That extra inning game against the Dodgers.
Even the Mariners game where you blew that one.
Yeah.
The game
I don't know. There's so many dusty decisions. You're already, just like, his handling of a pitching staff is.
We're only 10 games in.
And we got 2 years of it.
Oof. 10 games into a 60-game year.
I know. My buddy sent me, look at a list of most winningest men. Dusty's the top 5 winningest manager of all time.
Yeah.
And 0 titles. 0.
He got to 1 World Series, and then those Angels took him out in 2002, I think.
Yep.
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 And the Nationals didn't win with him?
Nope.
How long?
And
after,
they, yeah.
How long after he left did they win?
After, it was a couple of years, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Bryce Harper left, and that was clearly
the, that was
the,
it.
The final straw to get them over the top.
That's what they needed. Get rid of Bryce Harper.
And by the way, how's I'm going to love.
They shouldn't have won anything either. The Astros should have won.
That's true.
That.
Eight outs to go. We know the deal.
Eight outs to go. That's going to be my autobiography. Eight outs to go.
But that's not really about. Eight outs to go isn't really about you.
Kind of is to me. It is.
I mean, that should be.
Ruined my life.
Should be AJ's autobiography.
No, I don't think AJ's going to want to do that one. AJ's going to do, man, his is going to be, man, I wish I would have said something. Yeah. Wish I would have said something.
Maybe if I was stepped in like June of 2017, it'd be a different story for me and the team. And,
well, how
and
the about the beginning of the season? No, we ain't doing this.
Well, I know. Maybe give it a couple months, and then maybe it wears on you a little bit. All right, guys, that's enough. I get it. You let it go. You bring Beltran in. Everyone's like, oh, Beltran, yay. Cora.
And the garbage can's right behind him. How many times? If he really hated it, boom, boom. What? Wait a minute. AJ, it's right behind you. Literally right behind where he sits.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe if it'll, you would think it would wear. If a guy was so against it, he just didn't step in, it would wear on you after the first couple months. Okay, guys, enough. Enough of this. We're going to play baseball the right way. Because, you know, we were in the playoffs a couple years ago without trash cans. You know, we're a pretty good ball club. Knock it off. And things, who knows where he would be. He'd probably still be managing the Astros.
Yep.
And there wouldn't be the stink on the franchise. And everyone's taking joy. I mean, you just watching. I mean, we know the Twitter account Astro Shame Tour. I don't follow it because I don't care enough. But Bregman's struggling. Springer struggling, Altuve struggling. Everyone's just taking so much pleasure. And I was watching either the Saturday game or the Sunday game, and they were talking about the Astros struggling. And a guy was just throwing out the point about the struggles they're having right now. And I think the color commentator guy was like, well, you know, ain't no one around baseball who feels sorry for him. And that was the end of it. He didn't get into why they might be struggling. He was like, you know, no one's feeling sorry for him.
Well, how about Hershiser? Look at the difference Hershiser said about Altuve.
Yes. Yeah,
when you know when he's killing and you don't.
Yeah. And Preston Wilson said, shut up, Hershiser. Yeah. You were cheating, too.
You were a cheater. That's the thing, is the Yankees, they just kill me that they would say anything when they were cheating as much as they were. That how hypocritical. I mean, talk about. That's the killer for me, is how hypocritical they are. So this week, we got the Board of Governors, the NCAA Board of Governors, is going to vote on whether or not they're going to cancel
the fall sports championships, which is the one thing they control, the championships.
So I don't. I think they better tread lightly.
Yeah, I've read a couple articles about this could be the full break between the Power Five and NCAA, because the Power Five, there's some rumblings about they believe they can put on the championships better, and if you don't know what they are. Like, the Power Five controls the conference game. So even in lacrosse, they control those. The NCAA only controls those fall championships when you get to a tournament. They control the NCAA tournament, but they don't control the ACC tournament and all those, the conference tournaments. So there's a thought that the NCAA doesn't think it's safe or they don't have the money for it, that they would just cancel them. And the Power Fives would go, oh, you're going to do that? We'll hold them and then prove that we don't need you anymore.
Yep.
And then we'll go from there and we'll separate from you completely.
There are eight. Now they don't have anything to do with football. That's ESPN and College Football Playoff Committee, along with the conferences. So it's not that. 65 total schools from the five conferences, and Notre Dame, and the Power Five conferences. They do. They think we can do this. Why do we need you? And this has been the thought for a while. And I am not going to be shocked, especially if they do this week and the Power Five schools say, all right, that's fine. You're out. We will put them on ourselves. The Power Five is going to break away from all of Division One.
Yeah. I mean, then you'll start to see teams like a Houston or UCF say, hey, is there a place we can join? And maybe Cincinnati, Memphis, teams who believe they can compete in the two revenue generating sports. They'll say, hey, we want in. Even BYU, who is an independent, will ask to get in as well. So maybe you're looking at 70 something teams in a new group of Power Five. I mean, a new Power Five designation. But yeah, if the NCAA decides no fall championships, we don't want to put them on, we don't have the money, they're asking for the Power Five to go buy. Because why do we need, you couldn't even, I think the biggest issue, at least from what I've read, is they weren't consulted about things. Like, hey, you're just going to cancel the NCAA tournament and not even talk to us
about it? The presidents were pissed.
Yeah. How about you talk to us before you make a decision? And it could spell the end. Like, people already know there's a line between haves and have-nots. It's just going to get even bigger. And the Power Fives will stop pretending like it's not, like it's not there. They'll just say, yeah, it's there. And we're on this side and you're on that side.
Did you see that the Sun Belt says we're playing all 12?
Well, I didn't know they had 12 games to play, because don't they have some games scheduled against
Power Five? Yeah, but they're going to find others. You know what? We're going
to
play.
Group of five schools to play?
We'll find people to play, but we're playing all 12.
Yeah, I think people are – I think people are going to be surprised by how big of a push there is going to get games in, because people are like, oh, you're not going to do it. COVID, health concerns. I know you can you'll go to anybody who's a doctor who has a Twitter account, who has any type of following. They're talking about, there's no way you can do this. You can't play. You're going to be surprised by how much they think they can play.
Mm-hmm. No. Sunbelt saying, watch us. We'll play. And we ain't going to test as much. And we don't care.
I think I brought it up. The NCAA put out the guidelines that if a player tests positive in like July, he doesn't have to, or he or she won't have, but this was more about football, they wouldn't have to test again unless they show symptoms, which felt a lot like, hey, if you test positive, let's pretend like you don't have it anymore so we can play our games. So I think people are going to be pretty surprised about how, first it was, if no people on campus, you can't play. Now that's out the door. Everyone's figured out that's not going to stop anyone.
And now we're better off if no one else is on campus.
And now it's going to be like, oh, there are spikes. Well, we can keep our kids safe.
Yep.
And I brought up the baseball thing earlier about how we haven't seen any team-to-team spread. Now, clearly baseball is the easiest one to do. But even in sports where there was, outside of the outbreaks in the MLS with Nashville and Dallas, there were specific guys who had tested positive in the MLS bubble who actually trained with their team and didn't pass it on. So it's very contagious. But as far as sports is concerned, the actual playing of sports has not been proven to transmit it. Now, football will be the major test, and basketball's in a bubble, so you don't know. But so far, sport competition isn't what's spreading it. It's those enclosed situations when you're hanging out with your teammates so far.
Yeah, well, it's shot. If they weren't in a, if basketball wasn't in a bubble,
it would
though,
be a different deal.
It would be a way different deal.
Yeah, but we haven't, so because guys would have it, multiple guys would have it, they wouldn't even be playing, but I mean, baseball is the one sport.
You're up such. Yeah, I mean, you're droplets, rubbing on each. I mean,
yeah. I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but as far as competition is concerned, with the one sport who isn't in a bubble, there's been nothing that says competition itself is spreading it. And then football will be the test, and I imagine we'll see a lot of guys, if they're not without COVID, spread it to other guys.
Yeah. 10:30 ESPN 97.5. Right now we're talking about HRP. HRP is Mike Holler, is another Coug with a wonderful business here. And he's doing unbelievable things. And what they're doing is helping businesses. And now it's so critical to have somebody that's knowledgeable, have somebody that is service oriented, that is going to answer all of your questions. Is your payroll, did they help you with your SBA loans? Did they help you with the PPP? Are they helpful? Were they knowledgeable? Did they get on the phone with you immediately? Did they answer your calls? Did they answer your questions? HRP provides its clients with designated human resource professionals to help navigate changing conditions and to protect their employees and their businesses. Protect your business today. Be better prepared with all of the stuff that's going on, with your business interruption, with your layoffs, with your unemployment claims, with the benefit administration, COBRA benefits, all of the things that are going on. I mean, we just got through tax time right now. How good were they for you? If your payroll company is not taking care of you and is not doing everything, then you know what? Go with ours, because they are. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. They're awesome. They are awesome. HRP.net, 281-880-6525.
To call
Call into the HRNP listener line. Dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right. What about Zach Greinke? What about the announcers going? Hell, he's got a perfect game going. How about that?
Everyone's out to get the Astros.
A-holes. A-holes. That's just terrible. Don't be talking about Zach Greinke's perfect game going in the with 5 1/3. Man, 5 1/3, perfect. That's nice. That's nice.
And that was the one where the Astros couldn't score any runs until later, which has been the case really the Saturday game, right? That was Greinke's start.
Yep.
Yeah. Wasted his outing.
Wasted an almost perfect outing. But that was nice to see. Wait, between Christian Javier, now McCullers wasn't all that great. Fromber was good again, but Fromber's up and down, so you never know how that's going to go. Greinke's good. You got to count on McCullers though. He'll straighten it out hopefully. But you know, we'll see. You know, Justin's coming back. I heard.
So, Chandler Rome is going to be pooping in his pants?
He's probably pooping in his pants right now.
So he's coming back. That's what you heard.
No.
What?
That's what he told me.
Who told you that?
That's what Verlander told me.
You mean on Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't count. I thought you had like a source.
No. Verlander said he's coming back.
No, he said hopefully.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
A couple weeks.
Some rest.
That's all.
What happens. I thought you had heard after.
He said, Chandler Rome, suck it.
Don't think he said that. I thought you had heard like, oh, things are okay. And now we still got to wait. Got everyone excited for no reason.
Do you think everybody was excited?
You're telling everyone that Verlander's coming back, and it turns out, oh, it's just what I remember what he wrote on Twitter.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's terrible.
What?
You can't do that to people. You know how many people are.
Verlander said it. I'm going to believe him.
What, you
don't believe him?
All he said was a report that I'm currently missing the rest of the season is not accurate. There is a forearm strain. I am hopeful. That with some rest, it will heal, and I'll be able to return soon.
See?
Thank for the well wishes. I am hopeful. You made it seem like it was definite.
To me, it is. It's a sure thing.
And y'all, this is your king. You guys like this guy? So you're getting your hopes up for no reason.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Just like I'm hoping. So, big news, The Rock. I mean, you excited?
No.
We're going to have XFL football. We're going to have Roughneck football back?
Do we know?
Roughnecks.
Great. Do we have evidence that that's going to be the case, or is that just the first step? This is the first step, right?
Why would they buy it if they're not going to do it? Houston was very successful.
I don't know what he wants to do. Are they still going to be the Roughnecks? Maybe The Rock goes, I don't like that name.
Oh, The Rock. Are you kidding me? Well, Houston Roughnecks? Why would you change a thing? Maybe, it was perfect.
Maybe heard your calls like, I'm out.
PJ.
PJ's you got to
get PJ back.
PJ's into the NFL. He's not coming back.
He might want to come back.
Well, it depends on how it goes. If the NFL even gets off the ground this year, we'll see.
Yeah. What if there's no NFL?
Well, if he's
what if all the guys, what if Brady actually says, you know what? I'm going to play XFL football.
John, I'm going to say that seems unlikely.
Mm-hmm. You heard it here first.
No, you.
If
no
it
one,
happens,
no one heard anything first because you're not predicting.
If it happens, that's what. Then you'll be saying, "Oh."
So you're telling me Tom Brady, with all the money in the world, if the NFL doesn't play, he's gonna
say, "You know what?
He's gonna decide to come play in the spring in the XFL."
God, I hope he doesn't go to Tampa because their quarterback play was terrible last year. I don't need Brady playing for Tampa XFL.
I'm gonna say you won't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. We got to get Coach Jones on the show. You're damn right.
Is he going to be back as a head coach?
I don't know. They owe him $1 million.
Yeah.
Not sure.
I don't know how many guys are just going to be hopping back in after not getting paid the first time.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure whether or not he's going to be back. There's a lot of great players. Yelich is 1 for 27.
Yeah.
And his one hit was the homer that went off the scoreboard in Chicago, huh?
Yeah, it reminds me now. He had a better game. We'll get back to the, because I saw the tweet too. He had a better game yesterday, but Jason Tatum was like 2 for 18, and one of his makes was when a ball bounced off two Bucks and went in, but he was the closest to the basket, so he got the make. Otherwise, he would have been like 1 of 17. I think he had an awful game, and one of his makes was that.
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Springer started 3 for 25. Chris Bryant 3 for 25. Cabrera 4 for 30. Cody Bellinger 5 for 36.
Well, screw Cody Bellinger. Hope he's terrible the whole year.
Yeah.
Stupid.
No, I hope all of them are. Except Springer. He didn't put Altuve in there, and he should be in there. Altuve definitely. Bregman could be in there too. All right, 713-78. Oh no. We got news of the weird coming your way. News of the weird is coming your way in a couple of minutes. And there's probably, I didn't even look yet from this weekend, probably some great news of the weird coming our way. Did you see the guy in Florida who wouldn't wear the mask? He came and called Donald Trump.
Trump don't care about you.
Trump don't.
Dummy. That's the big flex. Y'all can talk about that. Most presidents don't care that much about you, but Trump ain't looking for you.
He went up open-handed, wailed on one of the workers there, and then guess what happened for him?
What happened, John?
Oh my God! He had three guys kneeling on him
on the neck.
I'm pretty sure they don't care.
We're not the police.
No, I ain't the police, and it's a white guy.
Yeah, people like, hey, you want to put your knee on that guy's neck? You're missing something. I've never look, most of, for me, mask or no, I'm a mask guy in terms of I'll wear it when I need to wear it. But I don't understand the level that you have to get to smack someone who's just asking you to wear one. What? That is where you're at? That some guy asked you to do something his boss probably told him to do. Well, you know, he doesn't care really about you. His boss said, hey, make sure everyone wears a mask. As a guy who has to wear a uniform to work, he goes, could you please wear a mask? You think that came from him? He's just doing what he's told. And you're going to hit him in the face?
Guess where that was?
Florida.
Florida.
Of course. I just want people to realize those workers, those frontline workers that tell you to wear a mask, that's not their rule. That's the company's rule, and they're enforcing it because that's what their job is. But you want to take it out on them because you're an a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
Dummy. Do you think they want to have any real interaction with you? I'll tell you. As a person who's worked in those places, we don't want to talk to you.
Would you rather have a Karen or this guy?
Well, see, that's weird because for me, a Karen would probably call the police on me just because that's what Karens do to people who look like me.
Right.
This guy, I would rather have to get in a physical altercation with someone than have the police call to me for no reason.
For no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. 10:41, me too, though.
Oh, yeah. Don't stop it. Everyone can't see unless you're on Twitch, but he rubbed his skin again.
Dark meat.
Look, no, I had dark meat last night because I had some chicken thighs. You're not.
You did?
You're not dark meat.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Dark meat. 10:41, news of the weird coming your way next. I'll come over.
ESPN 97.5. At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks because they have three-layer nano-silver protection. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPNHouston for 20% off. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So we got news of the weird. So apparently, okay, I don't know if I can do that story. So we'll see. We'll just have to wait and see. Dal, are you going to the White Trash Bash?
No. Where is it?
Where do you think the White Trash Bash is?
I mean, there are multiple states I could choose from. Where is it? Bama?
It's actually East Peoria, Illinois.
Oh, yeah. Why would I have chosen Illinois
Around
for that?
200 boats filled with people showed up for the 10th annual White Trash Bash.
Do they dress in white trash clothing? Are they like less normal people who decided, hey, you know what would be funny if we dressed like white trash? Is that what it is?
I don't know if that's it or if they're really just white trash.
Do people who are white do people who are considered white trash know that they're white trash?
I think they might. I think there's some self-awareness. I mean, if Russell Westbrook doesn't take any more threes, you'd say, hey.
Is that your level? If that guy can become self-aware, yes, then anyone can?
Yes. Anyone can be self-aware. Yeah. If Russ could stop shooting threes with how much Russ loves Russ and thinks Russ is the best basketball player ever, if Russ can do that, then anybody can be self-aware.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
I don't think it's comparable, but fine. Sure. If Russ knows, then the people who other people call white trash know, I guess.
Apparently, what they're worried about is that they're not wearing masks and they're not really social distancing. This isn't a sanctioned event, was the quote. We started having law enforcement present about 5 years ago because we will get a lot of fights on the beach. It's the perfect element for a problem. You've got beautiful weather, a lot of alcohol, and anywhere from 600 to 1,000 people.
It's not a sanctioned event. Who would sanction something called the White Trash Bash? Which organization were they looking to go to for that? Of course it's not a sanctioned event. Who sanctions this?
It kind of is.
By who? What governing body sanctions this?
The white trash.
I love that. The initial,
association.
I love the initial statement. This is not a sanction of this. Really? Because there's a group that you go to for
white
this?
White Trash Association of America.
And they decided.
WTAA.
And they decided against it because of COVID. Look, guys, normally we would love for this to happen, but not in these times.
Can't. Not today. Not today. So there's a New Jersey millionaire set his plane on autopilot while he was having sex with a teen.
Oof.
Has asked for early prison release due to concerns about the coronavirus and his health.
Bro, you might take the L on that one.
54 years old. His name is Stephen Bradley Mell. Sentenced to 7 years in federal prison in 2019. It's only 2020. You went out already?
COVID, John.
It's 7 years.
John, it's COVID.
The victim was allegedly 15 years old when Mel began a sexual relationship with her. Sorry, dude. You ain't getting out.
No.
An Irish pub has banned Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline from venue amid coronavirus fears. Murphy's Irish Bar in Spain took the unusual decision as part of a wider effort to help stop the coronavirus. Apparently, they think if you're all singing Sweet Caroline together that you can catch the coronavirus.
Maybe those particular notes make you shoot out more droplets?
I don't know. Here's what the sign says. Sweet Caroline, due to COVID-19, Sweet Caroline is banned. There will be no touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Oh, we're making jokes.
I don't know.
Now listen to the lyrics. They're out here making jokes.
Touching me. Well, maybe in this bar, maybe they do it and
they
do
make
those
out
things.
And kiss, for the lyrics. And it's an Irish bar?
Yeah.
I could see it.
Yeah, I can see that, too. I can see where they would do that.
They reenact the lyrics.
Right. Right. Ellen feels betrayed, wants out of her show.
She feels betrayed by who? The people who accused her of abuse and misconduct?
Apparently.
How's that betrayal if you did something to them first?
I don't know how she's been betrayed.
Look, guys, I know I treated you like bleep, and you're talking about it. I feel betrayed.
She said she's pissed that, or someone, the source said, she's pissed that people have come forward to share these negative stories about her and feels betrayed. Seems like she's pissed a lot, and that's a problem.
And apparently people outside her organization are confirming these stories. I told you last week, like Brad Garrett, he's the big brother, tall brother from Everybody Loves Raymond. He goes, she's one of the worst people. And then Leah Thompson, actress, it's true. She replied to him, yeah, that's true. So yeah, even people outside your organization are like, yeah, you're not a really good person. So maybe treat people better. You wouldn't feel so betrayed. I'm just saying.
She's a target because of her success, she thinks.
Ah.
She knows she can be tough at times, but believes she works hard and is extremely creative and that it's a privilege to work for her and be around her.
Maybe you should, maybe that speaks.
Maybe that's the problem.
Is that a quote from her or sources close
to
her?
The insider continued. She knows these things.
If that is
it's a privilege.
If that's something that's attributed to you and it's real, maybe that's the problem right there.
Well, do you know, I think I've told this story before. Michael Jordan, he's playing golf with Ditka and you know, they finish around and he doesn't tip the caddy. And he goes, oh, well, you got the caddy for me. And Dick goes like, don't put no groceries on his. And Dick gave the kid 100. I mean, you could, dude, Mike.
That is an insane view of things.
Yes, yes. He got the privilege of carrying my bag.
Well, the guy, do you know he makes his income from tips?
Yeah.
That's how he survives, Mike.
With the guy with billions of dollars, throw some around,
is
Mike.
Is Tiger the same way? Or is
Tiger's
he
the same way.
Is he a privilege? He thinks it's a privilege,
he's just
giving you any money.
He's just cheap.
Oh, okay.
There's an inseparable elderly lion couple that they're going to get put down together, so neither has to live alone.
Well, that's nice. Except if one of the lions, hey, I don't want to die.
How do you know?
They should have asked
the lion. Tell you?
They really should ask the lions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you ought to check in with them
and ask them. Hey, do you want to? Is one of them close to dying, or is this something they've just planned out just in case?
I guess they're really elderly. But here's the deal. How do you know he likes her that much, or she likes him? How do you know she's not sick of him?
Yeah, they've been together. Look, the funny thing is the humans putting their own emotion on the lions. You know, by the way, we kept these two in captivity together for years. So, of course, when one dies, the other has to die because they couldn't live without each other. But maybe they don't want to be anywhere near each other, and you force them to.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, it's something on Twitter. There's a picture of like two, either some rodents, a gerbil, squirrel. I don't remember what it was. They were locked arm in arm. It was, a female and a male. And someone was saying, can someone find me love like this? And then another guy quote tweeted or goes and zoomed in on the male squirrel's face. This dude just wants to play PlayStation. Goes, get him off her. He just wants to go play something else.
He's forced. She wants to hold hands and walk.
Yeah. And
right?
He just wants to play PlayStation.
He just wants to go. When is this going to be over?
Yeah, because they zoomed in on his face and he didn't look all that thrilled.
Oh, funny. There's a New Orleans musician is offering kids trumpets instead of guns in exchange for their guns. Do you want to give up your gun for a trumpet?
I don't own a gun, but that seems like the feds are in on this. Oh, come in and bring your gun. We'll give you a trumpet. Locked up. Can't trust that dude.
I don't know about that.
I'm not trusting that dude. Hey, you want to?
I'm going in saying, I got a gun, but wait. I want to know.
Are you a cop?
Bring the trumpet outside.
Are you a cop?
Bring it outside.
Hey, let's go to a drop, a meeting place where we both can feel safe. You put the trumpet here. I'll put the gun there. We go our separate ways. Public place, too. Sounds like sounds like a sting operation to me.
Texas has lifted its tampon ban at the bar exam after complaints over discriminatory policy.
There was a ban on tampons?
Apparently, test takers will now be allowed to bring feminine hygiene products in clear plastic bags with them to the grueling. Now, is that not embarrassing enough? I got to put the tampon in a clear plastic bag?
Same way you get into an NFL game.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a woman has.
So I got. Everybody's got to know.
Yeah, if a woman's, I won't say having an issue, but it's just a biological thing, and if that's occurring at the time, put your tampon in a clear plastic thing because you can't hide it. So how long is the test?
It's a while. The bar exam.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if that is going on, you would want to have something with you. And they were banning it for what reason?
It's a multi-day exam.
So why? Because they didn't want you to leave the room. I don't get why. Why it would be banned unless they thought you would be writing stuff on the tampon?
Listen, shouldn't you change it if it's that time? Do you think you really want to take a bar exam?
Maybe.
You think you're not going to be pissed off during that bar exam?
Maybe it's the only time to take it.
Don't you think you'd be like, what kind of question is this?
See, you're ascribing some stereotypes to women that you shouldn't.
Really stereotypes.
I don't fall into that line of thinking, John.
This is a stupid question.
I don't think that particular biological thing affects a woman's emotions.
Oh,
not in the way you're saying. I don't know what you're talking about.
You've never lived with a woman.
Yeah, you make sometimes you make good decisions. Sometimes
you know, you can't speak on this.
Sometimes
you cannot speak
sometimes
on this,
the
pal.
Young make the best decisions.
Mm.
All I'm saying is, John, because I watch a lot of TV and all the women who are doing, you know, sports broadcasting and stuff, I'm sure they're on in that time of the month. You know what? They're not freaking out. So you can't just say just because you're taking a test, you're just going to be angry and emotional.
Really?
Yeah.
On the sideline, she comes up. Nick Saban. Nick, your team sucked today.
Maria Taylor has never done that. In fact, Nick was the one who seemed like he had something going on the way he responded to her.
He might. You don't know.
That's true. I don't know.
1056 ESPN 97.5. The press box is next right here. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5 is your home for sports talk. And now we're more talk with less commercials.
Are you serious?
Oh, it's true.
It's damn true.
Houston's only FM sports station, ESPN 97.5.